I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this August 11th, 2014 to order. And we'll offer an opening prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for all good things. And we especially thank you for the Son, the Lord Jesus. We ask, Father, that you guide and direct our decisions this day. Give us wisdom that we might, in fact, do what it is that you would have us do. We ask this in thy holy name. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commission remarks. I would like to note that we have an approaching tax sale and call on just briefly Sheila Wyatt, the county collector that's with us for an announcement. Sheila, if you could join us here.
I just want to remind the commission and the public that 2 weeks from today is the tax sale, and at this time we have 970 parcels on it. And we're typically the collector's office in receiving payment, we always go by postmark. But in the tax sale, we cannot go by postmark. It must arrive in the office. And the mail service is not getting up until 11:30 or so now. So on that morning, we will not receive any mail before it. So the mail will have to be in the office on Friday, or the customer has to be there then. We can't. And if you're mailing it from Branson, you need to allow even more than 3 days sometimes. It's just slower now.
Thank you. Accounts payable. We have two issues, gentlemen, that we held over from last week. One was number 340558. That was a payment that was requested through Summit Truck Group, and we had questions regarding that. I think those have been answered by purchasing. Mm-hmm. Yes? And secondly, we had warrant number 6038. And I still have a question about this. Maybe if the county clerk is available, she could join us. And the question regarding, well, let's do these one at a time, if that's all right. The first one on Summit Truck Group, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve check number 340558.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve check number 340558. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. The second is a warrant that was handed through from the treasurer in an amount of $36,380.05, flood control lease revenues, receipts rather, and then those are divided up by and between the schools with a percentage going to Road and Bridge. It has been approved by the auditor and approved by the county clerk, and it says that the county commission approved it, and there's a note on here that says, I, Donna Neely, Taney County Clerk, do hereby certify that the above apportionment was approved by the Taney County Commission on July 29, 2014. My question is, we weren't here on that day, and this has not come before us, so we're just curious about it.
Good point. We have always just processed this through. Would you like it to be presented to you before approval?
Yes.
Okay.
Since it says that we approved it.
Yes, I understand. It's a copy from the previous year.
Are the monies identical to the previous year?
No, it changes, but it has a formula in here that changes each year. The formula doesn't change, I'm sorry. The amounts that we receive change.
Right.
The formula is exactly the same as the previous year.
Correct. So what you're asking for is our acceptance of your disbursement of these funds, and I don't have a problem with that.
Would you like me to change the language at the bottom? I understand your concern. If you change that language.
If we weren't here on that date and it says that we voted on it and approved it, I want it changed.
Yeah,
if you would, if you would add today's date, if there is a motion to accept
still on the agenda.
This disbursement, it's under accounts payable. And it came up under accounts payable last Thursday. I don't want to make issue. I just want to make sure that we get it correct in the records. So it came to us as a warrant?
Right. Not.
And we held it as a warrant.
The verbiage says above apportionment was approved by.
I know. She's going to change that language.
So we can't approve that. Right? I'm asking.
Well, I'm going to change the language. It's up to you what you want to do with
it. You'll have to present it to us again. Would it change?
I say because it's not on the agenda to approve an apportionment.
So you want it separate from accounts payable then? You want it posted for this particular item?
I think it needs to be.
Okay.
As far as approving the warrant, that's not a big deal, but we can't approve the
Give me the number on that one again. It's 6038. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve July the 17th, July 21st, and August the 4th.
With corrections?
That is with corrections.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve previous minutes dated July 17th, July 21st, and 8-4 with corrections. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Monthly budget report, Mr. Finley.
Before you do that, Ron,
yes,
would you pass that down with the one we voted on, and do we all three have to sign it on accounts payable?
The first one?
Do all three of us need to sign like we do?
Actually, there's not a sheet attached to this.
Okay.
We just held it. We didn't. It's not a new check. So.
But let the record show that, and she will, that we did approve 340558, which was held from last week, and
okay.
All three of us did sign it then. Mr. Finley.
Guys, I don't have a copy of those monthly budget reports right now. They're working on my machine. But I think you probably got those by email, and if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer those. If I can't answer them, I'll have to go do the research and answer it later since I don't have a copy with me. I didn't see anything that was alarming or anything, or I would have brought that to your attention.
I think it would be good for us to all go through that, if we could reschedule that for next week. The reason being, it will prep us for the upcoming budget discussions. Uh-huh. I think budgets are due. Uh-huh.
September 1, I believe.
September 1.
Not positive. I have to look.
So if you don't mind, if we could do that, maybe go through that next week.
Doesn't make any difference to me.
That'd be all right with you, gentlemen? Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you, Crystal.
Good morning.
So just a few things. We are starting up our health insurance education initiative workshops again, so letting people understand what the Affordable Care Act is, what their options are underneath that law. Those are going to be starting up again. And she's got, Nellie has workshops coming up with Taney County OCAC on August 21st. And then we do have our new 4-H specialist. She's really hit the ground running, and she's been pretty much all over the state just trying to gather all of the information and best practices that she can and, you know, bring them to our area. Since we've never had a 4-H specialist before, she's trying to learn a lot so she can bring that here to Taney County. So she's doing a really good job so far. She's been meeting with the clubs, and I think she'll be a great asset to the county once she gets her programming started. We still have two more months for the Master Gardeners workshops, the Brown Bag Lunch Series, the first Tuesday of every month in September. Raised bed winter gardening will be the topic the first Tuesday of September. It's kind of a brief summary of the main things that we have going on.
I haven't run through this yet since you just gave it to us, but on the updates in the education regarding health care for those people who are interested in how it's going to impact them, do you have a schedule of dates for those meetings, or is that in here?
Nellie I've got it on the front of my page. On the front page, and then Nellie has it on hers. Hers is, I think, the third one. She's got the date there, and that is through Taney County OCAC. She's partnering with them, and also with Stone County OCAC, but one here particularly. And so she'll be trying to schedule those ongoing between now and December because open enrollment will start in October. And so our information is really just providing, you know, that research base. What does the law say? Here are your options underneath it. So people can hopefully understand what their options are.
But I think there's an awful lot of people wanting to know.
Sure, yeah.
That don't.
So they can register through Taney County OCAC
instead
of our office. But if they have questions, they, of course, can call our office as well. And we'll also be doing training for small businesses on that as well as we go through the fall. We've written curriculum for both the individuals and families and small businesses.
I am always surprised, Crystal, by how many different things that you're involved in and how many people we touch through University Extension and in how many areas. That's really amazing, I think.
Nellie provided a short kind of impact statement on hers, some information directly from a class that she recently taught. Mm-hmm. And so we'll start trying to incorporate some of that. So not only, you know, can you guys see the classes that we're doing, but you can also get a little glimpse of, you know, what people are able to do with that type of information that we're providing. So hopefully that'll help just a little bit in understanding, you know, how it's actually helping people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the notes are...
So those came off of, you know, survey evaluations that she gave out.
Danny, Brandon, questions, remarks?
To visit a little bit more about what you said, Ron, it is amazing the amount of work that is done for the amount of resources available to University Extension. And it just goes to show that there's lots of volunteer effort that has to go into it. This county has stepped up to the plate other counties have done the minimum of $10,000, and I don't know how they work at what they do, but this county has stepped up to the plate, which allows us to see things like this each month that evaluates the amount of work being done. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the staff down there.
Thank you.
And all the volunteers that have to make this thing work.
Yeah.
And it's grew in a, oh, I don't know, the amount of growth in this particular extension is just phenomenal.
Thank you.
I went by the other day and I saw that those tables out back just completely filled with people, and someone was instructing, but it didn't stop.
Yeah, they had an evening in the garden event, and it was very well attended. We really do have a wonderful Master Gardener group here in Taney County. They've really, you know, their mission is education always, because that is our mission, and they really do a wonderful job of, you know, taking that mission and giving people the education that they need in the horticulture, you know, area. So we're really, really blessed to have a great group. They're all volunteers through the Master Gardener group, and they do a great job. They've made our office look beautiful. We get comments every day, you know, about our office. So
I thought it was really neat to see so many people involved that were back there for that.
Yeah, they had a really great turnout. So they're a really great group, and they work really hard, and they provide a lot of great workshops for the county.
One question that I think should be presented is the two groups of 4-H, are they united under this 4-H person that you brought in?
They are, yes.
Okay.
So last year, we started forming what we call Leaders Council. There will be different clubs throughout a county, you know, basically in different areas of the county. And then they will all fall under what we call a Leaders Council. So a representative from each of those individual clubs will be on the Leaders Council so that they can make decisions for, you know, countywide events and programming and things like that. And so both of those clubs are represented under that Leaders Council. And then Monica, who is our 4-H specialist, she oversees that Leaders Council.
And that's so that the bylaws for both draw them together into one group.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And really make it a county program
right. That
way.
Did University Extension do away with their governmental affairs programs they used to have years ago? Department?
I'm not sure. It probably, if it's still around, it probably lies within community development somehow. But I'm not sure.
Would you research for me to
sure.
see if there's the possibility of, if in fact they still have that
sure.
core group,
mm-hmm.
They can impart an awful lot of message to people who are either in government or interested in government.
Uh-huh.
They used to travel around. They would do workshops. They would visit with elected officials, both county, city, and others,
mm-hmm.
Because if in fact that's the case, it would be nice to have them come down and do something
okay.
here for either people new going into county government or city government,
okay.
et cetera.
Sure, yeah, I will definitely research that for you and let you know.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Sure.
We appreciate you.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you, Crystal. Road and Bridge update, Mr. Hayes.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
Reschedule another update this morning to go over a couple of things that from last week that I need to get a little more information on, and also Mr. Strahan was absent last week. So I'd like to go back over just to go over a couple of things. We're scheduling a fall cleanup October 4th. That would be on a Saturday. This would be a one-day one day in the fall, as we've done in previous years. Also, our snow rodeo, I want to schedule October 9th. That would be on a Thursday. We'll also be doing...
Give me that date again.
October 9th.
October 9th.
Okay. That week we'll be putting equipment together, doing inspections, getting ready for a snow rodeo, preparing all of our equipment for upcoming winter use. This week, starting this morning, I want to let you all know we are paving on Fall Creek Road. So that begins today, should finish this week. But I just want to let the public know there to expect delays if you're traveling that way. Hopefully that'll turn out
What day will that begin, Randy?
The paving?
Mm-hmm.
That begins this morning.
It just started this morning, didn't it?
Right. And they anticipated that to take them at least 3 days, but it could take them a little longer.
When we're done here, would you alert the radio station so that they can get that blip out there if it's not already out there?
Okay.
Thank you.
One item I want to bring up, and I didn't know, you put a hold on one check for...
It was approved this morning.
It was approved, so we're good on that. Okay. All right. The other one I brought up to you last week, this was a Ford vehicle. One of our ton-and-a-half vehicles, flatbed, that I brought up to you. The vehicle is currently at Friendly Ford. We've got a problem with the engine. I talked with them, and then I also went over and talked with Tri-Lakes about this vehicle. And in talking with them, I think the best possibility would just be put this out for bid to replace this engine. Because if this pump had truly failed, there's something serious wrong with that engine. Otherwise, this one pump failing is they've not seen any in a long time. So if it's failed, something's majors went wrong. That's kind of their interpretation of it. And we're looking at possibly around a $15,000 repair. That's an estimated cost. Well, without bidding it, I'm not sure. I would like to bring the vehicle back just to tear it down, but one solution was putting a pump on it for cost of $3,000 just to get the thing running to find out, but I'd hate to spend that kind of money if the engine is totally failed on it. So the other choice would be just replacing the engine. The vehicle currently has 58,000 miles on it, so it's not a high-mileage vehicle.
Well, but isn't the underside, was it you that was telling me or somebody else was telling me, because it used in the snow removal, all the calcium and everything?
It does have rusty frame. I've not inspected to see how bad that is. I do know we will have to replace the fuel tank in it. Fuel tank is leaking, so we'll have to replace it. And that's an additional $1,000 just to replace the fuel tank on that vehicle.
And what year is it?
This was purchased, I believe, in 03. I went back to check the records. It is an 03 vehicle, so we've had it around. But like I say, it's only got 58,000, so it doesn't get a great deal of use. But
let me ask this question. If it's an 03, that's 10 years, and we have... used it approximately 5,000 miles per year, I wonder if we need to replace it.
That would be another possibility. We could just...
I can't figure if it's going to be a small usage per year and the years are going to outdate the miles and they only have 58,000. Now, the only thing that you can do, and it would be on our dollar, would be have one of our mechanics, the lead mechanics, to either tear it down and see if the engine itself is bad, and then let them make the decision whether we want to put it out for bid or replace that pump for $3,000. If we could replace the pump for $3,000, there's nothing wrong with the engine, then we could put it out for sale, put it through our Blue Wave or
Purple Wave.
Or
we've got a few options. I mean, what we can do with it. But I know they're talking a lot of money to replace the engine, a complete engine. I mean, that's several dollars right there.
What's a new rig cost, Randy?
We're looking, that style of rig, you're looking probably around $50,000, estimated cost.
Is it mainly used in snow operation?
It's snow used removal? For patching, snow operation. They use it pretty much year-round, but for different operations. But the smaller truck like that is the ones that they use primarily doing subdivisions, the smaller one-lane tighter roads. It's hard to get them bigger vehicles in. That's where they use them the most. They're four-wheel drive, easier to get around in them places. So.
I'd be curious as to engine hours on it. Because if it's just going to subdivision, but it's constantly being used to do stuff in subdivision, engine hours would probably be more of an indicator of how much it's used and mileage.
We had six of these type vehicles originally in the county, and four of them were used in snow and ice removal. The others didn't have the spreaders or plows bought with them, but they had that capability of mounting them on there. One of them we sold already. It got beyond mechanical. Had a lot of mechanical issues. We sold that at a county auction. So we're down to five, and then this one we had issues with. So,
how much time would be involved in what Dan was looking at as an option?
As bringing it back and tearing it down, that shouldn't take them all that long to tear it down to see if they can determine if something major in it has failed. If they don't think something's major, but what the dealer said, there's actually two oil pumps on this. The main oil pump is what feeds the high pressure pump, and the high pressure pump is the one that will notoriously go out or something issue. That runs the timing of all this engine. That's not the case what they're seeing. They're seeing the main pumps failed, and that's what Ford's saying. Something major would have had to happen for that pump to fail. They haven't seen them fail. The others, they have had issues.
I'm going to make the recommendation that you take it out to the East Barn, let Rex tear it down, and see if there's any damage to the main engine. And from that point, report back to us to see if we want to do the pump. Is that all right with you two gentlemen?
It is with me.
Him or Fuzzy, the one could get the job done, but they've got Fuzz backed up to the limit on what he does over there. So Rex is a very experienced authority on.
Okay. Another item I wanted to bring up and mention, we need to close the transfer station. We set a date for August 30th. That would be a Saturday. We need to repair a section in the floor, and David thought that would be enough time. If we could close it on Saturday, we could cut out the bad section Friday and have that ready to pour it Saturday, and then it should be ready to reopen first thing Monday morning. It would have a little time to set and be hard enough.
That's fine, but we need to give everyone enough advance notice.
We can put out a press release on it, and we could notify
Put a post, put your post sign at the, at the.
We'll post a sign there. We'll let all the regular haulers and everybody know, so everybody coming in there will have. We need to do that pretty quick, so that's just 2 weeks away.
Right.
That will give them enough time to make different arrangements if they plan on coming on Saturday. So. The other item I had that you wanted me to bring up in this meeting was we do have a self-propelled power broom that we need to replace. That's something that would need to be put out for bid. That one currently is at Mount Branson. We lent it by about another year, but we...
We felt that probably we should do that. I remember now, and I apologize. I wanted you to weigh in on this because you know a whole lot more about this than I do. But from what I'm understanding from R&B, it's something that we need to do. But I wanted you to have any input if you had some questions you wanted to ask about that.
No, the brooms are, one broom's completely down, and this one they've lent it by to get by this year, and we got to have a replacement over there. I mean, used countywide, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, we've got, Hilda's got a broom that they use in the chip seal and needs to stay with the chip seal crew. David has a broom that we use with the patching, and it pretty much stays with them because they're just sweeping every day with it. And then Devin had one that Hilda used to have. We've lent it by another year in while repairing, rewired it, done everything we can, and you can go out one day mechanically, it might work, and then it goes down. And
let's
we've
just,
done everything.
Let's
we
go through with it, the so. Statutory bid process and move forward. Is that all right?
That's fine.
That was everything I had except for exec session, unless you gentlemen have.
You had a personnel issue, correct?
Yes.
Executive session pursuant to section 610.021 subsection 3 for personnel.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021 subsection 3. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Brandon aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We'll stand in executive session.
Are you going to ask for a recess?